Alright fam, listen up. We're about to spill some serious tea on how to balance your social life with self-care because let's be real, Gen Z, we're living in a constant scroll. Between the endless DMs, TikTok trends, and Instagram lives, it feels like our social calendars are always booked and our mental space is constantly crammed. Ever feel like you're just existing on autopilot, constantly reacting to what's happening instead of proactively shaping your own energy? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into how to align your social life with your self-care goals because, honey, you deserve to feel good, both online and IRL. First things first, ditch the idea that self-care is all about bubble baths and face masks, although those are amazing. Let's be real. Self-care is more about setting boundaries and prioritizing your mental well-being so you can show up as your best self in every aspect of life, including your social interactions. That means learning to say no without feeling guilty, protecting your energy from negative vibes, and carving out time for activities that truly recharge you. Think about it like this. You wouldn't pour water into a broken glass, right? You need to fill your own cup first before you can pour it into others. Next up, let's talk about the power of intention. Before you dive headfirst into any social situation, ask yourself, what do I want to get out of this? Are you looking for genuine connection, a creative spark, or just a good time? Knowing your intentions helps you make conscious choices about who you spend your time with and how you engage in those interactions. It's like choosing the right filter for your Insta story. You want to project the vibe that feels authentic and aligned with your goals. Speaking of authenticity, remember that it's okay to be yourself, even if that means being a little different. Don't feel pressured to fit into any mold or chase after validation from others. Your true friends will appreciate you for who you are, quirks and all. Think about it like this. Wouldn't you rather have a handful of genuine connections than 1,000 fake ones? And let's not forget the importance of quality over quantity when it comes to social interactions. It's better to have a few meaningful conversations with people who truly get you than to be constantly surrounded by a sea of faces that leave you feeling drained and uninspired. Remember, your time is precious, so invest it in relationships that nourish your soul. Okay, real talk. You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and feel like everyone else's life is way more perfect than yours? Yeah, I feel you. But here's the secret. Most of what you see online is curated content, a carefully crafted highlight reel of someone's life. Don't let social media comparisons mess with your self-esteem. Remember that everyone is on their own unique journey and struggles behind closed doors. Focus on celebrating your own wins, no matter how small they may seem. So how do you actually put all this into practice? Start by creating a morning routine that sets the tone for a mindful day. Even 15 minutes of quiet time with some journaling, meditation, or light stretching can work wonders. It's like hitting the reset button on your mental state before the social chaos begins. Next up, set some boundaries. You don't have to say yes to every invitation just because you feel pressure to. It's okay to politely decline events that drain your energy or don't align with your goals. Remember, saying no is a superpower, use it wisely. And when you do commit to something social, make sure it's something that genuinely excites you and allows you to connect on a deeper level. Lastly, remember to recharge after social outings. Even if you had a blast, give yourself time to decompress and process your experiences before diving back into the next thing. A hot bath, a good book, or a walk in nature can be just what you need to replenish your energy reserves. Remember, self-care is not selfish, it's essential. It allows you to show up as your best self in all areas of life, including your social interactions. So go out there, connect with intention, and create meaningful relationships that truly nourish your soul. Don't forget to tag me in your TikTok stories about how you're leveling up your social life gain. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast. Because, let's be real, the future of self-care is Gen Z and we're just getting started.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.